Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of the ABCs of Now. This is a special series that takes you through the English alphabet from back to front, from end to beginning. Each episode in the series will take up a letter and a corresponding word in the English language to give you a new concept to ponder, to reflect, and to chew upon. These words are timely and they're for you during a period of great change in our world. They're designed to awaken your soul and your spirit and to help you find an inward sense of peace and strength, even as the world outside appears to be going through unprecedented change and truly uncharted waters. There is no going back, so expect to move forward. From victim to beneficiary, from worry to wonder, as in wonderful, from weakness to strength, and from divided to unified. There's a new world ahead, and it will need a new you to stand taller, to shine brighter, and to help positively shape things to come. Feel challenged, expanded, enlightened, and invigorated as you go through the ABCs of Now. Now, if you've already gone through episode 1, which also includes the introduction, are you ready for today's letter? It's none other than the letter Y. And today's word is yes. Yes, as in Y-E-S, the opposite of no. And when you imagine or think of this word, I want you to see the letters Y-E-S followed by a giant exclamation point so that everything you're thinking about is not only yes, but it's magnified. Yes! Now, before we go on, I want to tell you about the dictionary and what that has to say about the word yes. Number one, it refers to it as an exclamation. Isn't that interesting? As in, yes, with an exclamation point at the end of it. Isn't that interesting? Very. But beyond that, I love the dictionary, and even for simple things, I love to go into the backgrounds of words and explore them and find out what words are speaking to me and what specific definitions of words are really talking to my soul. So let me give you, out of the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, and this dictionary I think goes back to a printing in 1970 or 71 or so, here is what yes means. It means, it is so. Ooh, interesting. Yes means, it is so. So that when you use that term, yes, you're actually saying, it is so. Yes is also used to express affirmation, agreement, positive confirmation, or consent. It's an affirmative or consenting reply. Now, this is what's interesting. In the earlier use of the word yes, and I'm talking about whether it was Old English, here's what yes really means. It means, may it be. Think about that. May it be, as in, may my words or the things I'm agreeing to be just as I'm agreeing to them. And here's another thing. Because the word yes is used to give an affirmative response or reply. Affirmative, I want you to think about that. Something in the affirmative. It's always moving forward. But the word itself asserts that something is true. Something is true. And beyond that, when you look up the word affirmative, which is a description of the word yes, and you look at what its root is, it means to make firm. So that means every time you use the word yes, you are actually taking a concept, a thought, an expression, an idea, a declaration, and you are actually making it more firm. You're adding firmness and strength to your words and to your intentions. So today's word, yes. Now here's what I want to do. I want to give you an exercise today. I'm going to give it to you as I'm doing it. And I want you to mimic it or repeat it, but not according to my words, not according to my imaginations, but according to your words and your imaginations. And you're going to see what I'm going to do with this, and you're going to see where it goes. And even as you listen to me, tell me how it makes you feel. Here's my first yes. Yes, the gray hair I've had since I was 15 years old has turned back to its original color. Yes. Number two, yes, the injuries that I sustained in that car crash 2 summers ago have actually disappeared. Yes. Number three, the furrow that was created at age 12 behind, or I should say between my eyebrows, from some sorrow I encountered at home, has not only disappeared, but so has the memory of what brought those furrows between my brows. Wow, that is a yes. Now let me give you some more yeses. Ready? Yes, everyone feels loved, wanted, cared for, and valued. Yes, every little child is welcomed and loved into this world and loved throughout their life. Yes, world hunger has just disappeared. Yes, there is a cure for cancer and for every other disease. Yes, peace and safety are the norm everywhere. Yes, the best people, competent in expertise and excellent in character, are appearing everywhere and in new positions of stature and authority. Yes. Wars are a thing of the past. Yes. There is new music, new entertainment, new fashion, and new knowledge that excites the senses and delights the soul. Yes. There's literally music in the air. Yes, the very best in everyone, everywhere is patently apparent and celebrated. Yes, the world is brand new and awesome and full of joy. Yes. Now, some of you who are listening is thinking, oh, Maura, you're ridiculous. No, I'm not. When you conduct your own experiment, your own exercise in this, I don't want you to hold back. I don't want you to think of negatives. I want you to think of positives. I want you to think of yes, followed by an exclamation mark. Because every time you see that yes with an exclamation mark, you are literally affirming, confirming, adding firmness to your thoughts and your intentions of your very best, wonderful, extravagant, way outside the lines, fantastic ideas and thoughts. Watch as you find your energies shift, your soul shifts and comes alive, your imagination grows, and your hope develops. Watch as you give your power up to the good. The good, the best, the unified, and the highest ideals and ideas of benevolence in the universe that you can come up with. Remember this. You could say, remember years ago, people would say, the stars are the limit. Remember today's word is yes, followed by an exclamation point. I want you to download this episode, share it with friends. I want you to listen to it again and again and do more than listen. You ready? I want you to practice. I want you to exercise. I want you to participate in this entire process of going through the ABCs of now, because as you practice, exercise, and participate, you're actually going to feel more energy, more pep, fill your frame. If you want to find out more about me, because I have no idea of where these podcasts are going to go, how they'll be downloaded and shared, you can always find me at my website, moraforyou.com. Or if you happen to be a fan of podcasts, you can find my podcast, Maura Sweeney, Living Happy Inside Out. Remember, today's word is yes, and you have a great day. Until tomorrow. Till next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You.